Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
بول ما حصل معلومة
بول
أها
بلوني
بلوني وكاس بلوني وبر وبنوني يا بلوني الله واضح يعني وابتدالين
The voices you just heard are from a regular pre-primary school in rural Kenya. Only that the language of instruction is neither English nor Kiswahili, the two officially recognized languages of instruction in the country. Teaching in Kiswahili or English is not an issue if you are in Nairobi, Mombasa, or the 30% of counties that make up urban Kenya. But for kids in the remaining 70% of counties, it's definitely inconvenient.
Imagine walking to a classroom. You are just like me. I only know Somali, but the syllabus in English or Swahili or even French for some other countries like Rwanda and, and Djibouti. It's like an adding, assault to an injury.
That's Abdinor Almadi, a Kenyan information technologist and telecommunications engineer and the brain behind Kenyan edtech startup, MLuga. On this episode of Built in Africa, we tell the story of a young innovator building digital interactive apps in several Kenyan native languages to support early childhood learning despite locational challenges. Abdinor grew up in northern Kenya, a predominantly nomadic and pastoralist region where most of the people speak only either Somali or Kalenji, as opposed to the country's official languages of English and Kiswahili.
And actually, it is almost the 80% of the landmass of Kenya. When I'm talking about the northern Kenya, we're talking about almost 10 counties. And it's where actually they experience the most, severe education crisis because of the social economic issues we have from famine, from drought, from sometimes flooding, from security cross-border conflict. And then above all, now we have a language barrier.
A 2016 UNICEF report titled The Impact of Language Policy and Practice on Children's Learning confirms that one of the fundamental challenges of learning in most African nations is the rich diversity of indigenous languages. More often than not, the language of instruction differs from children's mother tongue.
But imagine telling me this is my head, and then still translating it into an English or French, like this is your head. So actually, the first few years of education, we struggle a lot. Some of them even drop out because you take more time learning the language than even actually acquiring skills.
Fortunately, this worrying situation has not escaped the notice of the Kenyan government. About 3 years ago, the government introduced learning with an indigenous language into the new curriculum, such that textbooks for basic subjects were produced in Kiswahili. However, because the focus is only up to grade 3 level, the initiative has limited reach, not to mention the generally unfavorable reception by stakeholders. Abdinor saw an opportunity in all these.
Hi, my name is Emmanuel Paul, and I cover tech policies for TechPoint Africa. Like many Nigerians, the economy and our currency does not fill me with confidence. Well, you don't have to take my word for it. A Google search of the Naira of Nigerian recession presents a sad narrative. But there's a new trend emerging. Nigeria ranks 8th in the world for crypto adoption and leads the rest of Africa by a wide margin. On January 27, 2021, TechPoint Africa will be hosting the brightest minds in the crypto sector at the maiden edition of the Digital Currency Summit, tagged Building the Money of the Future. It will feature two conferences that will be of interest to either business people or technical geeks. Attendance will be exclusive, so if you're interested in building the money of the future, go grab a ticket now at currency.techpoint.africa.
So So actually, from personal experience, I could not even read or write up to grade 7. Grade 8 is when I started, like, you know, learning a few things here and there. So that's why I went back to class. I ditched my telecommunication career. I did a master's in education technology.
As a prerequisite to graduation, he had to come up with a technology-based project aimed at enhancing life. His idea? A fun and simple learning app that translates Kenya's early years syllabus into mother tongues. And so, in January 2019, the MLuga app was created. You're probably already wondering, how is an app that translates learning materials any different from translated books?
What we are providing is an offline digital interactive content where you just see an image of a dog. You just click the dog. It gives you the English word and also your local word. But if you give me a Hausa book and an English book and I don't know how to read and write, how is that? How are you helping me? You cannot differentiate. So the solution is digital content, interactive digital content, which has pictorials, which has voiceovers, which has animations. And the kids can just interact and something like that.
MLuga started with just three native languages, Somali, Kalenjin, and Maasai. In a bid to simplify navigation for the kids, Abdinor decided against cramming all translations within a single app. This explains why if you search for MLuga on the Google Play Store, you will find several versions. So for example, MLuga Somali Mathematics, MLuga Somali Environmental Activities, and MLuga Somali Language Activities are all three different apps on the Play Store. So every language and its corresponding subjects is a different app on the Play Store. Abdinor explains the reason behind this seeming complexity.
First of all, this app is designed specifically for children. You know, for children, you don't give them something that complicated. You give them something that they can easily navigate. For example, you give them some MLuga Somali and the three apps. So for them to go to the dashboard and then click MLuga and then go to choose the subject they want. These are small kids. We are talking about early childhood education, ECD. We are talking about pre-primary 1 and 2. So that's why we made them, you know, easy for the kids.
As of this publication, MLuga supports 20 native languages, most of which are predominantly spoken by nomadic people.
We're talking about Maasai, we're talking about Turkana, we're talking about Nandi, Tugen, you have Kikuyu, we have Kamba, we have Kalenjin, we have Giriyama. So most of them don't live in town, you know, in a cosmopolitan region.
So for a comprehensive study, a pupil will need not less than 3 MLuga apps, each deliberately sized around 17 MB to 34 MB. Oh, did I mention that the apps aren't free? Yes, they each attract an annual subscription fee of 500 Kenyan shillings, approximately $5. And in line with the offline strategy, relevant apps come preloaded on customized 7-inch Android tablets, which cost north of $100 a pop. You're thinking exactly what I'm thinking right now. An average rural dweller will not be able to afford this. Abdinor is not oblivious to the fact.
My business model is working with the county government, with the also national government, NGOs like UNICEF that support education. So mostly I don't deal with parents directly unless they can afford.
Obviously, there's a dire need for funding, but so far Abdinor hasn't been able to raise any, no thanks to a regulatory bottleneck. You see, one has to get approval from the Ministry of Education before commercializing such a solution as MLuga.
Actually, that has been my major roadblock to success, because whenever you go to NGOs and or even the county government, they will tell you, has the apps been approved by the ministry? And they cannot take something that has not been approved by the ministry. And then the ministry also requested 2 million shilling, that is $20,000, for me to pay so that they can approve my apps.
But things are starting to look up.
So it has been, you know, going forward and back. And eventually it was intervened by the Minister for Education. He just gave them a call. He told them, "This is a startup. How can this guy afford even to pay 2 million shillings? Besides, he's bringing a solution. How can he even pay for his solutions?" So that's when they now started giving me subsidized price, and then they started evaluating. I'm happy to say that right now we're at the final stages of getting approved by the ministry.
Abdimor is optimistic that as soon as this hurdle is surmounted, he will be able to access funds. For now, he has gotten access to aids from educational support groups and county governments. He's also considering offering installment plans for parents. However, a little form of encouragement is coming from urban users. While they do not need the app for basic learning, parents have embraced it as a means to help their kids speak their native language. This contributed largely to the 15,000 free downloads recorded during the pilot test. Although he's riding solo at the moment due to shortage of funds, Abdinor enlists a number of professionals in app and web development, animation, and translations on a gig basis. All these do not discourage Abdinor from having lofty plans for his product. He wants to extend Mluga to countries with similar languages like Botswana, Rwanda, South Africa, Somalia, and some parts of Ethiopia. The startup also has plans to deliver standalone translation apps to these locations on request. All these should be possible with the right partnerships with telcos, NGOs, and education support groups. Thank you for listening to Built in Africa. This script was adapted by Oluwanifemi Kolawole and edited by Muyiwa Matuluko. Research and interview by Oluwanifemi Kolawole. Sound design by Ogenekaru Obrutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Precious Mogoli. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Built in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also email us feedback at hello@builtin.africa. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.